What is up?
How you doing?
This is The Movie Show.
On Active TV.
I'm Sash.
My name's Ryan.
Is your name not Joey? Are you not Joey?
How you doing?
How you doing? Yeah. Do you know that someone actually went up to, what's his name? Matthew McConaughey. No. Matt.
Yeah. That guy.
Matt Blanc. Yes. Yeah.
Well done.
Oh, is it Matt LeBlanc? It's Matt LeBlanc, yes.
Thanks, Tabo.
And like asked him to do it to them. And like, I think she blushed afterwards.
I would have filmed.
He's like, how you doing? Oh, my goodness.
You still did the, how you doing?
How you doing? Yeah, no, guys, let's be honest. If Matt LeBlanc came up to you and said, how you doing? Okay, ladies. Let me say ladies, not guys.
Nice one.
I feel like all of us would...
Then again, these days, you know. Okay, so, right.
So today's show.
What are we doing this show?
Okay,
yes.
So we are doing is it practical or is it a visual effect? So in film, you get two types of effects. You get practical effects and you get visual effects. Practical effects is when they do it practically. Mm. Hence the name,
in
practical.
In camera effects.
In camera, right. Actually there, it happened. And then visual effects is it was not there, it did not happen. Post, when they were done
filming. Use your imagination.
Yeah, usually the actors have to like stare at a tennis ball. No jokes.
It's a big.
And then, yes, in post, they'll then go and add the effect visually. So that's like CG, yeah. So we're going to be watching a couple of scenes. We don't know what scenes we're watching. We're going to have to guess, is this practical? Was it done practically? Or
how
was
many
it done
actors out there have been like, afterwards when they've added in the CG, they're like, I should have been more scared. I should have been more. I had no idea it looked like that.
Yeah.
Can we redo that?
I think it's happened.
Can we redo that? I want to look more scared. Can we go back, build the whole set again, get everybody out there?
Well, technically it's often just a green like room.
And then they're like, we'll just...
Although one film that they did very well with that was Alice in Wonderland. Because like that literally was just like a green room. Yeah. Anyway.
That was all set up.
Yeah. Well, it was just a green
setup.
I feel
like it would have been easier for them to just get the little things and make the queen's head big and...
Did you just say that? Yes. It would have been easier.
It would have been easier, yes.
How would they have made her head bigger?
Because...
How would they have made...
They would have figured it out.
I still think that was a good film.
Head
I enjoyed those films.
Yeah, they're
the two.
CG.
Yeah, that was good. Okay, anyway. So we're going to... Yes, we have to basically say, okay, is this practical? Oh, and are we going against each other? Yes, so this is a competition.
Like necessary. I feel like we should team up and try and figure it out. If it gets bad,
right, we'll team up. Yeah, okay.
And then
on top of that, we have to state how it was done. So if it was practical, we have to state how it was done. Or if it's visual, we have to state what exactly is the visual.
And then Tabo's giving us the thumbs up, right?
Yeah, so we got our
put the camera at Tabo.
Our producer will tell us if we are sucking at this or not.
Thumbs down.
Okay. Are you ready, Ryan? I actually think you're going to beat me at this.
If you guys don't mind,
would like to say that.
I'm going
to
do this, all right?
Great. I'm going to look there. Okay.
This TV's got good resolution. Sorry, I can't see the edges. It's very nice. A little jagged, but pretty good. Very nice.
Shall we start?
So I can't miss it.
Let's go.
All right. The voice, please.
Okay, I vote. Yo.
Okay.
What?
First of all, what was CG?
Yeah, no, I'm like, what are we talking about here? Okay, I think that Johnny Depp, if we're talking about his costume design, his look and feel, is that, nope, that's not it. The fire?
Was it that guy that he was talking to at the back? Was it the little boy was holding a dragon? No.
The room. Oh, wow. So, wait. There was something practical or visual effects in this. There was a visual effect. Okay, play it again. There was a visual. I'm going to join you right now.
What about the lamp?
There was a visual effect here, people.
The chandelier.
Where is the... Johnny Depp is the... His cheekbones are very, like, cheekbony.
Yeah, there is something abnormal about his face.
Yeah, but that... His hands?
There's something about his skin.
Face.
His hand. His fingers. His hand. His fingers. his hand, his fingers.
Was it his eyes? No. His eyes. His skin color. No. His eyes. Are they black?
No, his eyes are naturally black.
No, is he like completely black? So I'm close, right? It's his eyes. I feel like the size of them.
The shape.
The color. The
play it one more time.
Yeah.
Now one more time.
Now that we know we're looking one at the more eyes.
Time. My question is why? Why would they? What would be the reason for it?
We can't even see his eyes, damn it. They're more black.
But his hand looks abnormally.
They're black underneath. Oh, is it the blackness? Like, it almost looks like he's been dead for a while. I honestly don't know what's visual effects in this, Ryan. Do you have any clue?
I have no clue.
What is visual effects? So
there's a lot.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, flip! And they did that with visual effects. Okay, so Johnny Depp didn't blink because he's dead. He didn't blink the entire film. They did that visually. That's insane. I feel like it would have been easier for them to just be like, okay, don't blink in this. Although I suppose that is,
and
it's
give
gonna
special like eye drops or something.
No, but it would definitely add on to filming time, because like if you get the perfect they scene and then he's by it. Mistake like, yeah, okay, all right, I deserve half a point. Do I get the half? No. I said it was his eyes. No. I said it was his eyes, people.
No,
half a point.
No, you either get
ding,
it or you don't get
ding,
it.
Ding, ding. It's like 8.5 roll, right? Car rolls. You have to put the 0.5. It's 0.5. All right, next up.
Got a point there.
I do have a point. So is the next one visual effects or practical? That's a feather. It's the
it's
feather.
It's the feather. We
it's
all know
the
this
It's the feather
one.
And stop. It's visual. Cuts. This is Forrest Gump, by the way. This is, it is a feather. That fly is it? That's the feather, right?
The
and it's
real.
Visual. I feel like we both get that one right. Yay! Yeah. Okay, next up. Wait. Question. He held the so not all of it, not the motion. So it flying in the air was okay. Was the visual effects
that was overlaid?
Yeah.
Next.
That was actually a pretty insane film with visual
that's
effects.
That's him in the
mirror. That's Nicolas. Who's that? Nicolas Cage. He's six packs fake. He's... What the heck? What is happening? What is he doing? Is it a practical effect? Or is it a visual effect? It's a visual effect. It's his six pack, I'm telling you now. Nicolas Cage has never looked like that, people.
Wait, one more time.
It's his sweat.
I'm trying.
No. I'm being laughed at. It's the mirror reflection. No. This is intense, man. What is happening? We said it's a visual effect. Yes. I feel like the mirror makes it.
I think it's the way that they filmed it. Yeah, it's the mirror.
Yeah, the fact that the mirror is there.
It's the angle. Yeah.
Yeah, they had to do something because the mirror reflected something.
It's not impossible, but I'm looking at the angle of the shot. From over this way and then looking in the mirror at the angle.
Unless what they did, you know how they do that
still
thing
possible.
Where the mirror actually isn't a mirror and Nicolas Cage was on that side and then they just had like a stunt. Yeah, but then they could have like done a head replacement or something.
What about his ears?
It's his nose. It's when he does that with his nose, hey.
The thing is, he could have bulked up for the way that
that's
he looked.
That's his six pack. Actually, it could be his physique. They often do that.
I think it's the mirror. Yeah, it's the mirror.
I'll say his physique just to be different. Yeah, it's his six pack, people. It's his. I told you that six pack. Nicolas Cage has never looked like that before.
That makes sense because
CG abs.
They could have maybe he didn't bulk up enough.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's Ghost Rider.
I thought so.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Okay, cool. Next up. What's this? Jurassic? No. Hey. This is definitely practical. I'm joking. It's visual effects.
This whole thing was shot
practically. Is this Ghostbusters?
No, it's Independence Day.
Oh, you're right. It's visual effects, right? Or is there practical?
It's practical.
It's practical.
It's practical.
Show it again. As in, not the explosion, right?
You should watch the whole thing. Yes.
Oh, wait. Did they do miniatures?
Yes.
Oh, that's so cool.
Miniature stage.
And they blew it up.
Yeah. The fire, everything.
That is actually very cool. Oh, my living soul. That's practical. Okay, not that last shot. Or did they do that thing where they just like...
It's an overlay over the practical.
But the explosion was practical. Yeah. That is very cool. Good job, Independence Day people. Yeah. Good job on you.
They still shot the set sideways so that the fire could... You know, fire rises up.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you know that part of the movie, but the alien shoots a beam down and then the fire like spreads out like that throughout the city. So they turned the set on its side and then they had a fire like an explosion and the fire goes up. So if you turn it, the fire is, you know, sideways. Just
that's really cool.
Vertical.
That is really cool. Sorry guys, I just assumed this was a visual effect, which is crazy how
you've done that one before. I'm shocked that you've forgotten.
No, we did the other newer Independence Day.
We spoke about this.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Yeah, thank goodness I remember.
Yeah, you got that one right. Okay, next up. What are we on now? I feel like I'm on 2.5 and you're on 2.
1, 2.
No, 2 now. 2. What a film is this?
Oh, yes, I remember this one.
You remember? What film is this? Interstellar. Oh, it's Interstellar. Wow.
I know that the
reflection.
The dust is real. I know the dust is real because, am I right?
It's Christopher Nolan. It's practically done. It would be real, yeah.
And they had big giant fans and they were really like blowing a whole lot of...
Is this a visual effect? It's practical.
Practically shot. I remember that.
The dust is real.
So in other words, they really had like a part of the city and they really were chucking a whole lot of dust up in the air with
the amount of health and safety regulations how did they get that right?
Yeah,
like that's insane because that's like
they knew what they were doing.
Play it again. I want to actually focus on the dust.
You should see the whole sequence. It's a lot longer.
I mean, look at that. And I mean, sometimes the camera doesn't always show it like that poor man.
Yeah, to hold his breath and run.
Yeah.
Probably about 5 takes because the first 4 he collapsed.
Then
he's like, what's wrong? I can't hold my breath and run. It's much more harder than I thought.
It's intense. That's
okay, go.
Alright, next up we have James Bond.
James Bond.
I feel like this was a practical effect.
So yeah. Ah.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yo. So no, this is practical.
So Sashi.
This is practical.
Yes.
This is practical.
This is cool.
This is definitely practical.
Do you remember in our movie show the Fallout guy?
Yes, the Fall guy. And
they broke the record of 8 roles. This was the 7 roles.
Yep. That's insane though.
That was it right there.
That was insane.
James Bond was not
crazy.
In there. What is his name?
Daniel Craig.
He was not in there.
He was not in there.
No.
That's crazy. That was Casino Royale.
At least I think he was.
I think it was Casino Royale. Yay! Can you believe it, people? The ultra flipping cars.
That's flipping amazing. That's flipping crazy.
Okay, next up. I don't even know what the score is anymore. Ah, this movie, Mad Max, is the king of practical effects. That guitar was shooting fire. That guitar legit shot fire. Ah, it's the guitar, right?
And by the way, as a guitarist, that guy was not playing any of what you heard. Because on the fretboard, his hand's just dead still.
No, but that Mad Max. Mad Max. They were crazy with Mad Max. They
Who
were
was the director of that film? Do you remember?
Someone search.
Anyway,
I feel like we know the director. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Last one. Someone needs to count score.
Hits up to all the stunt guys in that film, by the way.
This is Star Wars.
Oh yeah.
Is this practical? Okay, I know that there's a lot of like puppets and costume design involved with the different characters. It's a one shot as well.
I would love to see if there was some CG. I mean, I don't know if you saw the one part. There's like a table with his whole lot of stuff bouncing around stuff. I'm saying practically shot. Whole lot of puppets and wait.
I feel like there could be practical and visual in this one.
This is ILM, people. How can it be practical? No, it's CG. There's some CG.
There's practical and there's CG.
I don't know.
The puppets.
I don't know.
No, the puppets.
We're talking ILM here. I'm saying CG. We're talking ILM here. We're talking about the godfathers of
okay, wait,
CG.
We first have to figure out, play it again. What is the thing that we are looking at? Then we can decide, is it practical? Everything. Like that thing there, I'm telling you, is a puppet. That's probably visual effects.
I'm telling you now, it's all visual effects.
Do you think it's all visual effects?
There's probably some set stuff, but in general, probably modeled, animated, and then camera tracked, and then pa! You know why?
Why?
Because they can.
Look, the fact that you've said ILM, I'm like, ugh. If you hadn't said ILM, I would have been like, it's
I'm
practical.
Like industry,
it's practical.
Light, and magic. Yes. But I could be wrong.
Okay, let's just, for the fun of it, oh, great. I'm going to do practical. You're going to say visual. What is it? Ah-ha! Even the monkey looking thing, that was practical. Wow, play it
Damn
again.
It. You got me there. ILM, you let me down.
But I know, like with Star Wars, they do a lot of like puppets. That thing, even the way it's walking, is that an actor?
Yeah.
That's an actor.
That does make sense though. But it would have been crazy if this was all CG though.
Yeah, no, it would have been crazy. Although they are very good with their like costume design. Yeah. All right.
Damn it.
Nice going.
I'm very disappointed.
What is the score? What is the final score? Do we know? Anyone? I know we can track this in editing. One, so like everyone watching now is like, guys, it's at the bottom of the screen.
You see? And this is what means I will just fix it in post.
We'll fix
so
it in
right
post.
Now we have to do two takes. One where Sashi wins and one where I win. And then we'll choose one of
there
them.
There we go. Okay, this is the one where you run, right?
Okay, wait. 3, 2, 1.
Ryan, you won. Good
See?
Job, Ryan.
Yeah. Wait, hang on. Woo! Okay, retake. Yay!
This is when you're like, you suck, Sash! You suck! And then you're like, walks out, you're like,
yeah!
Bang!
Drop the mic. No way, I won't drop the mic.
Is this practical or visual effects? There's wires on the mic. Okay, cut. Okay, cool. Now you have to tell me I won. 3, 2, 1.
Sashi, you won.
But you know what, Ryan?
What?
I'd just like to thank you, because without you losing, this would not have been possible. No, I'm joking. That was actually like, I think we worked together there.
I feel necessary.
Yeah, that was cool though.
That's true. You wouldn't win without me.
Yeah, you wouldn't lose without me either.
Yeah, there you go.
So we needed each other. What was your favorite?
My favorite was definitely the first one with Johnny Depp. That's crazy.
No, that is crazy. That is and like crazy you wouldn't know that.
And it's not the first time they've done stuff like that with his eyes.
Yeah.
Because it was in Alice with the Looking Glass. And
yes. Because he had those big
they
eyes.
They made his eyes a lot bigger. Yeah. And if you guys understand how much work, like the tracking. Yo. Like I'm sure the team that did that, they're like, I'm sick of looking at Johnny Depp's eyes. Like I know how many eyelashes he has.
Oh, look, guys, he lost one today. Wonder what happened.
That's hectic.
Yeah. They sue the makeup artist for his eye.
But very surprising.
Yeah. We'll show it on screen, Ryan. I'll show it to you after. But there's a very cool shot I recently saw. Will Smith has acted in a movie. I can't remember the name of the movie. But the entire sequence is... So he's walking through like a room with a gun. And he's obviously shooting people. But what they did was they rigged the camera up on him. So it's like... you know how you get like steady cams on a person? Mm. But they worked it in such a way that it, with the gun, the camera would, so the camera doesn't, you know how most of those sequences, the camera will just stay on the actor's face.
Right.
Whereas this one, they got the camera to swing round, and then they obviously choreographed
as
it
in
with
POV.
Him. Yes, but it switches. It switches from him to, so it's got the gun in his hand. So it's like almost like a one shot. What's it called? Not a one shot. You know when you play a video game and you go into that view?
First person,
yeah. And then it switches to a POV of his face. But like it's really, really cool the way they did that. That obviously would be practical. Yeah. But I just thought it was really cool.
Tricky shots.
Yeah, it's literally trick. Yeah. That's why they're called trick shots. Because nice. They're tricky.
Some cool stuff. Lots of hard work. Definitely.
But fun times. Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess with that.
This has been The Movie Show.
With that said and done.
Yeah.
See you guys next week.
Peace.
Cheers.